What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Jones, it's Keith. We're going to talk to Andrew Whitworth, Thursday night analyst for Amazon Sports, coming up about 15 minutes from now. A little less than that, actually, more like 10. So mark that down. We'll get to what happened.
What happened?
Week one.
A lot happened.
In the NFL. So much happened.
Oh, yeah.
Tom Brady's debut. We talked about some of those rookie quarterbacks. So we'll get to that coming up. But here's the situation.
Okay.
Patriots are up 7-0. And, you know, you're looking at Cincinnati. They're very flat to start the game. Extremely flat to start the game.
Yeah.
They go 3-and-out. No first downs until the second quarter. Patriots have a nice drive in there. 14 plays, 80 yards. Ramondre Stevenson punches it in from 3 yards out. And now the Bengals are driving, and they're marching down the field, and they're starting to run a little bit. Burrow hits a throw in the end zone to Gesicki. We've talked about it a few different times.
Here comes the gritty. No, it's just sorry.
Mike Gesicki's dancing in your face, grittying in your face.
I forgot he was on the team. Like, when he's first scored, I'm like, Mike Gesicki. I'm like, oh, he was on the Patriots.
Yeah. Oh, you forgot he was on the Patriots.
He was on the Patriots.
I had no idea he was on the Bengals.
Like, no, you see him, and you're like, oh,
he's grittying around this jackass.
You're like, he had more plays against the Patriots than he did with the Patriots for a whole season, but nope.
And you're like, oh my gosh, Burrow, that is what a throw. And it was a great throw.
Yep.
Duggar knocks it out. Credit to Duggar.
For sure.
Duggar makes the play going to the ground. I was not a fan of that Duggar extension, but Duggar makes a play going to the ground. Very next throw, Tanner Hudson catches it on a slant or whatever it was going into the end zone.
This guy stinks.
He's reaching out, for the end zone from like the five. He wasn't even close.
Come on, bud. You got to tuck it. I want some ball security there, bud.
He's at the five, reaching out or wherever he was. Duggar swats it out.
Pay dirt.
Marcus Jones is able to reel that in, and it's a massive, massive swing.
Huge.
Patriots get a field goal before the half.
Oh, Joey Sly. Reliable. Nails. Yeah. Now, these weren't like deep field goals, but these were right. Every one of them. Dead nuts down the middle, wasn't it?
Yeah, I didn't feel great about the... How long was the last one? I didn't feel great about the last one in the fourth quarter. He was only a 37-yarder, but I'm like, yeah, a little bit of pressure here. I don't know about this Joey Sly
character. Sly.
Nails. He's killing it. He's no Chad Ryland.
No, he's jacked.
Well...
It's good to have a jack kick. You know, he's jacked.
Is he jacked or is he a little...
Thick?
A little thick.
No, his arms are jacked. Good definition.
Are they?
Yeah, oh yeah.
I gotta
get the tight sleeves.
I mean,
who am I?
Yeah. To accuse?
He's got the crazy tattoo that's got all the different colors on the one side. Yeah. You're like, that guy looks like he could fight you a little bit.
Whatever, make your kicks. You can be a little thick.
Drilling them.
Yeah.
Drilling kicks.
Drilling them. No problem
Sly
with it.
Sly guy.
So that's a massive swing, though, because you go from the Bengals are tied in momentum to now you're up 10-0 at half. You're getting the ball in the second half. Huge, huge, huge swing play yesterday. And that's Joey Sly.
Joey Sly.
Well, I take it back.
On Twitch or YouTube. That's him with Carolina, obviously. But look at this. Look at a little gun show.
I take it back. That man is not thick.
Serious beard. No, he's jacked.
That's an in-shape man right there is what that is. Apologies.
Yeah.
Apologies.
Joining us right now is Joey Sly.
All around.
Joey, tell us. What's your protein regimen like?
If you thought Ninkovich was going to slap the crap out of Mac Jones.
Joey Sly's going to come down here and kick you.
Strike it from the record there, Joseph.
Yeah. I like him.
Strike that from the record.
But it's one of those things where it's you don't want to really talk about it until it's a problem. And there were times at the end of Gostkowski, he was kind of like playing hurt or whatever. Like that was a struggle. Then there was, remember when they just went, before they landed on Nick Folk, there was like 10 kickers in here. They're all horrible. Yeah. Then you got him. You're like, all right, that's good. And then Chad Ryland last year. who Joey Sly beat out. But in a game like
To your point, if Chad Ryland's their kicker yesterday, they might not win.
They might lose the game. Yeah, 100%, because if you're going to be a defense and running game team, kind of not mentioned in that is also kicker. Like, you need your kicker to be a weapon, because there's probably going to be a lot of times where maybe you get into scoring range, but you're not going to take that chance. Like, they tried it once, and Jacoby Brissett almost threw a pick in the end zone.
Yeah.
So you can tell, I think, Van Pelt and Mayo, especially in a game that's close or one they have the lead, Brissett's going to hand the ball off three times, and then they're going to kick it with Joey Sly. And if he's making his kicks, then, like, you'll take it.
We'll add your kicker talk to the conversation. 617-779-7937. Who's the most jack kicker in the league? You can jump in on that here on Jones and Keefe, Patriots Monday on WEEI. We'll get to the Patriots in their ceiling. Should we adjust it? We'll get to what happened. Coming up a little over 20 minutes from now, and Andrew Whitworth standing by. In the meantime, let's get to some phone calls. Tom is in Boston. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, thanks for your time. Appreciate it. I just wanted to let you guys know your fake news. You said the Patriots receivers don't get open. They get open. You said they can't block. They blocked. You said Gerard Mayo can't coach. Wrong. He coaches. He's the best coach. So the Patriots were came in for the season to get the first pick. Wrong. They're in first place.
Yep.
You said the Patriots were the worst team. Wrong. They're in first place.
Right.
And, you know, I just want to let you guys know your fake news. And I love you. I listen every day. Thank you. I'll let you go. And, you know, let me know what you think.
Okay. Well,
all right, one thing I'll push back on. I never claimed that the Patriots receivers couldn't block. I was like, hopefully they can't catch.
I think those were two different thoughts.
Okay, sorry.
I think he was like, the Patriots have the worst receivers. Yeah. They can get open and get a lot of yards.
Yep.
I don't know how true that is, but we'll give it to him. Yeah. I think he was saying, pause, new thought, they can't block as a team. The offensive line did block, which he's right about.
All right.
So, Tom, you know what? You're not wrong. You want to
get
that?
News.
Yeah. You want to get your other your little mea culpa ready from earlier today?
I promise you, this is not fake news.
Oh, I'm sorry. I still have that going on.
You want to get that mea culpa ready for guys like Tom in Boston?
I did. I wanted to start with the big apology that I have.
If you could.
Let's see. Oh, yeah, here we go. This is what I said, this specifically to Mayo and Van Pelt.
I'm stupid. You're smart. I was wrong. You were right. You're the best. I'm the worst. You're very good looking. I'm not attractive.
What more can I possibly say to these guys?
Yeah, what do you want?
They are in first place.
Mea culpa.
They are. Now, the number one pick's not in reach, right? They've won one game.
Correct.
We're celebrating the one win, though. Like, that's what I'm trying to do. That was a nice win. They looked like a much more professional team.
Yes.
Than Cincinnati did, than Carolina did, than the Giants did. So when we did our Tier Tuesday to start the season, we had them in a tier with the Giants and the Panthers. And whether you are taking this win and running all the way to the playoffs with it, or if you're like, hey, let's wait and see, one thing you cannot debate is they looked so much better than Carolina, the Giants, and maybe a couple of other teams.
Not even close. Washington.
Washington. Like, they are
Denver. Sorry, Keith. Denver.
Denver. They were not great.
Cincinnati.
They were not great. No, I'm saying Cincinnati. They looked a lot better than Cincinnati. Although at least Cincinnati has a track record of sucking early in the season.
Yeah, you'd expect them to bounce back. Patriots got them at a good time, but whatever.
I don't think Carolina is going to bounce back. I don't think the Giants are going to bounce back.
No.
In fact, my Brian Daboll first coach fired pick actually looks somewhat
decent. That's looking like a nice prop.
Yep.
My Dennis Allen when they womped on Carolina.
Oh, no. Dennis Allen might get an extension. So
you see the Giants fans. Well, I don't want to steal any thunder from what happened.
Go ahead.
But you see Giants fans were like hanging around super late just to boo Daniel Jones leaving the locker room yesterday.
Danny Dimes is not long for that job. Did any of us have first quarterback bench Danny Jones or Danny Dimes?
I don't think so. We all had Brissett, remember?
Oof. Not after
every,
week one.
Every single one of us had Brissett.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
that's
not good. Right. I had Drake May starting week two. I think that's a loss.
It's out.
That's a loss.
Unless something happens in practice with Brissett.
So look, you want to jump in and tell us how wrong we were like the last caller? Go ahead.
That's fine. That's what we're here for.
Platform all day. 617-779-7937. You know, furthermore, should we adjust the Patriots' ceiling? Should we adjust it after one game, Keith? Should we look at it and say, I had them for six wins coming in. I don't know if I officially signed up for a ceiling with them, but I said, I think if everything breaks right and it's a successful year, eight wins. They could do eight wins.
So I still think that's really high. Like, I look at it, I think it's tough overall to win a lot of games, defense, running game in the NFL. Like, that, it's such a thin margin. We talked about how, so they win by 6 points, and they had the turnover differential, and not only the turnover differential, but Like, where Cincinnati turned the ball over.
Yeah.
That's not like, oh, you lose it at your own 20 and it's sort of like, or the other team's 20 and it's like a long punt. It's like, no. They were about to score, didn't get it done. And I don't know.
They played from in front. They won time of possession.
Time of possession by like 8 minutes.
It was two turnovers, but also a turnover on down. So, right, everything broke their way.
Trust me, I'm happy with the win. I think that there are other teams, like, you know, just strictly based off of week one, I mean, they play Tennessee, they play Chicago, they play some of these other teams that now all of a sudden I think you're going to feel are more winnable. But, like, I don't think you can overstate it still. I mean, they scored one touchdown on offense.
Yeah, no, that's true. Right. I still think the ceiling is where I had it.
Okay.
I think, you know, 8 wins would be incredible.
Like, yeah, it would. That would be a big win.
Incredible
Mayo
for this team.
Mayo would be coach of the year with 8 wins.
Which is, it's sad to say, and it's not how we used to talk about the Patriots, but I think that's the ceiling now. But I wouldn't revise it. I wouldn't change it.
Okay.
It was a great win yesterday. I think Seattle week 2 is very winnable, and then I think they get into a more difficult portion of their schedule where reality might slap them in the face. So you can jump in here on Jones and Keefe on a Monday, Patriots Monday, that is, 617-779-7937. A lot of you waiting patiently. We'll get to what happened. Week 1 in the NFL coming up a little over 15 minutes from now, but joining us right now here on WEEI.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Andrew Whitworth from Amazon and Thursday Night Football. You can watch the Miami Dolphins and the Buffalo Bills on Thursday night on Prime. Andrew Whitworth, how you doing? Thanks for taking the time.
I'm good, fellas. How we doing?
Great now. I'll tell you, we were not expecting to be on today after a Patriots win, and here we are. So they were the biggest dog on the Sunday slate. What was your reaction, takeaway, Patriots beating one of your former teams, Cincinnati Bengals?
I mean, I'm going to have to be honest with you. I was a little heartbroken. I had Cincinnati winning this game. You know, I don't really do much gambling and betting myself, but I have a lot of people reach out. Hey, man, who do you think in this game? Cincinnati Bengals should have this one. This would be a game I would have them winning without a doubt. And you know what? I got a lot of text messages of people mad at my pick.
Nice.
You know what? Great job by the Patriots and Coach Mayo, man. What an awesome showing for them to come out and show, hey, don't count us out just yet.
Okay, and look, a lot of us around here, myself included, we're counting them out before the year, but they looked impressive yesterday. How much of it was about what the Patriots did, which I think there were some improvements there, and how much of it was Cincinnati, who, let's face it, looked like a mess? Ja'Marr Chase, not happy with his contract. T. Higgins did not play. Joe Burrow still may not be 100%. How much of it was about the Patriots? How much of it was about the Bengals?
Well, I'll say this. I mean, I think the Patriots, you look at really in that game. I mean, I thought the way defensively they played, flying around, attacking the football, you know, tackling well, really causing some turnovers. I thought Cincinnati, you look at it, yeah, there's definitely some self-inflicted wounds there. You know, ball security at times was very poor. And then they look like a team to me that honestly has had a lot of going on with contracts. I mean, sometimes you see that. It's like, hey, you're two of your best players on your football team can't seem to get their contracts worked out with T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase. You know, it looked like a team that is kind of done that. And you're thinking about that, and now all of a sudden we got to play in a game. And it's like, hey, we've been talking about our contracts all offseason. We've been trying to figure out what's going to happen, who's playing, who's not. It looked like a team to me that, you know, was not prepared for, hey, when it's time to play, it's time to play. And it's not about contracts. It's not about all of that. It's about our weekly process to win a game. And Cincinnati did not look like they were prepared to play their best in that game. But for them, the good part is they've started most of these seasons the last 3 or 4 years, 0-2, 1-2. They've not started very well. As it is, they've shown the ability to go on runs and win a lot of games in a row when they get hot. So I think that's what they'll be talking about in their locker room today. Whereas in the New England Patriots locker room, it's about, hey, we've shown that we're better than people thought, and what can we do to go build our own streak right now? Because we got some really challenging games ahead.
You know, the big debate here for the last month was, do you play the rookie quarterback, the number 3 overall pick, or do you go with the veteran and let the rookie watch for a little while? You were in Cincinnati when the transition from Carson Palmer to Andy Dalton, and he was a second-round pick who started right away. Where do you come down on starting the rookie versus letting them watch for an extended period of time?
I think the biggest thing to me is knowing where they are exactly and also what kind of football team we're talking about. I think that if you're saying, hey, we know without a question we can protect this quarterback, he's not going to get much pressure, we have a really veteran offensive line, and we feel really good about that, then maybe you play him depending on what he's shown in camp that he handles well enough. Because I think the thing is, sometimes we talk about these things like they're all the same. You know, some quarterbacks, as a rookie, they may be really developed in handling, operating the offense. But when you get in third down calls, you get in second and long, and they don't quite understand protections, and they get a little lost in some of those audibles and checks. Whereas another quarterback may be really good in that department, and maybe the other stuff, they're not really, you know, their ability to extend plays and do other things is not their expertise. I thought Andy Dalton, to me, you know, in our case, she brought him up, was a guy who really understood protections and how to protect himself and what to get the team in and out of. So there was a lot of things that showed you, oh, he can handle playing in a game really early as a young player. And I think sometimes it comes down to things like that, is how good can they protect themselves and how well do we know up front we can play to protect them. So I think it's different every team, but I think obviously right now in this situation, I think with Jacoby Brissett, you go out and you execute and you don't have some of the little things that just rookie quarterbacks make, those little mistakes. And I think you got to see that yesterday. They go out, they play an efficient game, they turn the ball over on defense, and they run the football well, and they end up beating a team that nobody had them beaten.
How quickly could you tell during your career with a quarterback that was in the huddle with you guys whether, like, yeah, he gets it and we're like, I have confidence in him versus, like, oh, no, like, this isn't going to work? How quick could you tell?
You know what? You usually have a pretty good feel for guys in the sense of, you know, it's not really in the good moments. It's those little bad moments that come up in camp and in practices, you know, a stressful situation, maybe a scrimmage with another team, to where you see them get in some stress and really how they handle it. I always go back to, since you brought up Andy Dalton, we played the New York Jets in the preseason when Rex Ryan was there, and you knew you'd always get, even Rex in the preseason was going to give you some oddball things and looks and pressures just to, you know, Rex loved to make you look bad. And so I'll never forget Andy having that situation where there's bringing all kinds of stuff and he's handling that well. He's getting hit some. He's making some good calls, making the mistakes, but he's audible in and out of plays and with a great poise and demeanor. And I was like, all right, this kid's going to be able to play really early because it's not rattling him. He doesn't seem panicked. He doesn't seem overwhelmed by all this. He just understands the challenge. And so I think to me, it's like those little things, you pick on them quick. And believe it or not, that's why a lot of teams, you hear the people talk about, well, go with the veteran or don't go with him, go with the rookie, depending on their demeanor. Their demeanor has a lot to do with whether guy huddle believes in them or feels that same panic and anxiety that they feel, because the quarterback's demeanor really carries over to his entire huddle. And so I think it's really important to kind of know that. How do they handle those situations? Because it's going to reflect in your team and how they perform.
Speaking of demeanor and maybe not being totally ready, that would be my personal read on Brady yesterday. It's one game. Did you catch any of Brady on the Fox broadcast yesterday? And what do you think of the transition to the booth for, you know, arguably the greatest to ever do it on a football field?
Oh, man, I'm excited for him. You know, it's really cool to see somebody like that who, you know, look, he's the GOAT, you know, when it comes to winning championships and having team success and being a great quarterback and all the things he's accomplished individually and as a team, as a New England Patriot and as with the Tampa Bay Bucks. To be able to dominate in that way, and then you look at him off the field, all the things he's a part of and getting to do now, for him to chase something like this and say, hey, I know there's going to be exposure. I know people are going to judge how I call this game. I know people are going to have a feeling about whether I'm good or bad or indifferent, but this is something I want to do, and I want to be great at it. And I know the work he's put in, having conversations with him this offseason. I'm just happy for him, man. I mean, listen, here's inevitably, I don't care who it is, people are going to have a take on whether they like this broadcast or they don't. It's all over the board. I just think it's cool that he's chasing a passion of his, and I have no doubt the way this guy works, he will be really good at it. And whether people like him now or like him later, listen, I love football. I love the fact that one of the greatest to ever play the game has a passion to call games. I think that's really cool, and it's great for our game.
So you talked to Brady, and forgive my ignorance on this. Are you guys buddies? Did he reach out because you're in the broadcasting world? Like, how did that come about?
No, I'll just run into him at a couple different things, you know, different NFL events. Throughout the offseason, and then they actually did a mock game. You know, I helped do the broadcast for the Rams preseason game, so they did a mock game there. A lot of these broadcasters get out and do practice games leading up to the season, and so I got a chance to talk to him down the field there. And man, he's excited, and so it was cool to get to hear him kind of talk a lot of his excitement for it and to catch up. Look, two old guys, man. You know, old dudes. Don't forget it, man. The oldest quarterback to win a Super Bowl and the oldest left tackle to ever win a Super Bowl, baby. We're just fellowshipping about being old and gray. That's what we were talking about. Well, I'm gray. He's not. I don't know. Somehow he looks great, and I'm just getting older.
Well, how about that? A connection that the two of you have. We'll be watching on Thursday in a couple of weeks when the Patriots take on the Jets on Thursday Night Football on Prime this Thursday. It's an AFC East matchup. It's the Bills and the Dolphins. Andrew Whitworth, former left tackle, part of the Prime Thursday Night broadcast. We appreciate the time. We'll be watching on Thursday night. Thanks so much.
Hey, appreciate it. Thank you, man.